Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're listening to Real American Man on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm your host, Billy Crocker. Thank you so much for listening in today. This is the first show in a while, in several months. I've been through the process of moving and getting hooked up with internet and all that kind of fun stuff, and so we've been kind of out of the loop for a little while. But I want to thank you for your patience and all your support while I've been gone. We are excited to be back and on the air. Guest call-in number is 323-642-1089. Once again, guest call-in, 323-642-1089. Today we're going to be talking about Planned Parenthood and the continued hypocrisy of the liberal media. Now, this is not anything that is really new, I don't think. Anything that should come as a surprise to most people. The thing is these recent shootings, first of all, I just want to start off by saying that our hearts, our prayers go out to those families that were affected, that were left without family members and loved ones and friends due to the tragic attacks that happened at the Planned Parenthood facility a few days ago. Now, what I don't want to take away from, though, is the that core point that a deranged individual marched himself into a Planned Parenthood, began to open fire, fired on police officers, fired on the public, unarmed public, and killed several people. And it just is really a shame, and it is heartbreaking that someone of that mental capacity was able to get their hands on the type of weapons that he had. Now, that's a debate for a different day, and I'll left and right that are calling for stricter gun control when it comes to mental illnesses. I do think that to be careful about that because there's a lot of people that go through depression and anxiety and varying illnesses, and we don't want to stigmatize that to the point where we're taking away the rights of individuals. However, we certainly don't want to ignore the caution flags that are waving in the air right in front of our faces that tell us that these individuals, some of these individuals, do not need to be in possession of weapons, particularly the type of weapons that this individual had. Now, I tell you that the thing is that really has shocked me out of this whole thing has been the liberal left-wing media's jump on this storyline that somehow that right-wing pro-life supporters are in a way at fault for what happened at this Planned Parenthood facility. What I do not understand and where I'm pointing out the hypocrisy, and I've not actually seen this even on Fox News matter or anywhere else, but I don't know if anyone's taken a step back and thought about the fact that it's really strange to me that the has Fox News, for example, for calling out the black direct clear, I mean, no doubts about it, straightforward calls for death of white people, the death of white police officers, the death of any police officer, talking about raping their family, their wives, their children. This is the rhetoric that has come out of the Black Lives Matter movement, but you have not seen the left-wing liberal media say anything about that. And as a matter of fact, they have called out Fox News and tried to debate with them and have debated with them center stage on their shows, various different individuals saying, no, that's not what the Black Lives Matter movement is about. And look, I agree to a point. I don't think that was the original intention of the Black Lives Matter movement, but let's not cover our ears and put blinders on and ignore the facts. There is a large group of people that across the country that are calling for the death of white people, the death of police officers, for no reason. Okay, there's no valid reason behind it except just that you're white, so you deserve to die. You're a police officer, so your wife deserves to be raped, your children deserve to be raped, and they deserve to be murdered. That's coming out of the Black Lives Matter movement. Oh, but we don't want to talk about that, do we? Because maybe this event too refreshing. And look, especially with the recent videos that have come out of the Chicago shooting that happened and the background of that police officer, look, I don't think that there's hardly anyone standing up to defend this police officer in Chicago that shot this young man 16 times. Now, look, he was hyped up on drugs. He wasn't where he should have, or he was where he should not have been. He should not have been holding a weapon. He certainly did not make very good decisions. But should those decisions have led to him being shot at all, based off the video I saw, no. It shouldn't have led to him being shot at all. He was walking away from the police officers at the time of the shooting. It didn't make any sense at all. He was down. I don't understand, and there's not hardly anyone, I have not heard of anyone from the right defending this police officer. Not a single person. So, you know, there are legitimate things going on in this country. If you think that there's not a race issue in this country, which I've heard some right-wing people try to claim, particularly right-wing white people, and I'm white, listen, we're being ridiculous. Okay, we're being absolutely ridiculous to try to tell black people that there's not a race problem. Look, if African Americans in this country have a race problem, and even if it's a small amount, it deserves to be listened to. Because we were a nation at one time that believed that a nation divided against itself can't stand. And the truth still remains today. There is no difference at all then whenever it was spoken and whenever it's and applicable that is today. We have got ISIS to be concerned with. We've got national debt crisis to be concerned with. We've got education to be concerned with. We've got health care to be concerned with. We've got a whole list of problems in gap and inequality that's happening right now, unemployment that's happening right now. We have a ton of issues, immigration problems, that we need to be looking at more closely. Trying to argue with African American community saying you don't, there's no race problem, you're making that up. No, clearly there is. Clearly there is a race problem, and I would say there was not one. In other words, all these videos that came out showing this oppression on the African American community from police officers, from police departments across the nation. If 95% of those have turned out to not be true, or to not have enough substantial evidence to prove that, I'll even go as far as to say 99% of them. If just 1% of all the videos that have come out turned out to be true, if just 1% of them turned out to be true, it would be happening. We're in 2015, folks. Should not be happening at all whatsoever. It makes absolutely no sense to me. You know, I don't know if I said, we moved to upstate New York is where we moved to. We were living in Texas, which that's my home state. I miss it a lot. But we moved to upstate, be closer to my wife's family. And look, it's country up here, the land of the Democrats. That's one of my problems. Upstate New York, not so much, not as many Democrats up this way. But you know what shocks me, that as I live around the, in the community here, I would not believe the red flags that I see flying on houses, Confederate flags, and that just shocks me. I thought we were past those things, and I know that right now I'm upsetting white people. I'm upsetting people on the right that think that that really hold to that the Confederacy is something that we should just really uplift. I think that we should honor the reasons that the Confederate soldiers were fighting. They were fighting for more things than just slavery. Mistake. Also fighting for slavery. They need that economy down here in the South, or down in the South. And so they were fighting for slavery, and slavery is was, always will be, wrong. Plain and simple. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's wrong. In the Confederate nation, the Southern Confederate States, they upheld that, and they wanted that to continue. And it was, is, always will be wrong. And to hold to something like that, and then to tell African Americans there is no race problem, I don't understand it. Now, look, I just took up a whole chunk of time of this show to talk about my defense of the Black Lives Matter movement. Because I hate that question that keeps getting posed to political candidates and being posed to so many people since this move started. Black Lives Matter. And there is this need to say, like, you have to say Black Lives Matter. Well, let me say that Black Lives do matter. But let me ask the African American community, how much progress are we going to make if we just focus in on that? Should we not, all lives matter? That really is a broader thing that we can all come under, that we can all really push for. Because, look, do the Black Lives Matter? Absolutely they do. Do White Lives Matter? Absolutely they do. And when you got the Black Lives Matter movement condoning and supporting people that are out there saying that white people need to die, and we're going to go rape the wives and children of police officers. Come on. Give me a break. Now, the last thing that I want to talk about is to kind of bring this back around to the Planned Parenthood issue. There is not one group of Parenthood protesters, of pro-life movement people. There has never been a negative rhetoric to the point of inciting violence, and especially not killing anything like that coming out of the pro-life movement. Not a single bit. Yet they have all, Planned Parenthood and left-wing liberal media, have jumped on the bandwagon and saying, you GOP candidates, you right-wing pro-lifers, you are at fault for this. Give me a break. This is one deranged individual who has come out and done this, and I can't promise you that there won't be others, but if they are basing it off of the pro-life movement, if they are basing it off of media, right-wing groups, they're basing it off of nothing, because not a single bit of the right-wing groups, pro-life groups, have called for this type of action. Not a single one. Not a single one. And so it does not make any sense to me how in the world we can compare right-wing groups to this murder from this deranged individual on Planned Parenthood, but not connect the video, multiple videos, multiple tests, multiple public speeches calling for the end of this nation, calling for the end to white oppression, which I don't want white oppression either, that's a rhetoric that is really lifting up this idea that all white people hate black people. And I'm really, from part of a white person, I mean, I do not know. I cannot count on my hands. I can't count on one hand, maybe one or two fingers that I could count and say I know some people that do not care for black people. And even those people that I can think of, if given the opportunity, would not kill a black person. They would not do it. It has nothing to do with that. It has absolutely nothing to do with violence. Now, am I trying to say that there is not a single person? No, look no further than the shooting that happened not so long ago. A young man, or young, not really a man, a very deranged individual who walked into that church out on the East Coast there and lit up the church because he didn't like black people. But he's wrong, and he is a extremely small percentage, less than 1%. Of people that literally want to take violence against African American people. Less than 1% of white people that are out there trying to say we should kill black people or their family members or rape their wives and their children. That conversation, that talk, that rhetoric is not happening. Let me say something else, too. I can assure you that there is absolutely 0%. I could end up being wrong. I could definitely end up being wrong. But I am willing to stand here and say that there is 0% of law enforcement organizations in this nation that are calling for the murder of black people just because they're black. I can guarantee you that there is not a single police organization in this nation that is calling for the murder or the rape or the atrocities that have been happening. There's not a single police department that is calling for that. And they wouldn't lift it up, and they would fire a police officer and strip him of every honor that he has. It doesn't matter if he went to a firefight 5 years ago, someone uses that kind of rhetoric in this nation today, and they are done. I mean, they are done. Absolutely. And specifically in a law enforcement organization in this nation. It is not the main topic. It is not a topic of conversation in this nation from the white perspective, from the law enforcement perspective. Is it happening? Clearly it is. But is it because of all white people? Is it because of all these things? Absolutely. We need some clarity to this topic. We need to hone in on the realities that are before us. And not that every person is out to get every black person. And might I add, we don't need to be thinking that every African-American person is out to get every white person. I know that that's not the truth. But there is certainly a larger rhetoric that's going on right now. We need to listen. As white people, we need to listen to this rhetoric. We need to give the African-American community an opportunity to be upset, to hear from them, in the same way that we need to be letting the left-wing media and the left-wing liberals have their say of what they're fighting, why they believe that these attacks on Planned Parenthood were left-wing pro-life rhetoric. But if they don't have any claims that are substantiated, then, you know, we don't need to be bowing down to those claims just because it's said or who says them. And it doesn't matter from which end it's coming from. If I'm absolutely wrong about what I said on the Black Lives Matter movement, then you don't need to listen. But I'd be more than happy to show you a countless number of videos of this type of rhetoric, of this type of conversation from the Black Lives Matter movement. And I'm not saying there's not. It doesn't seem like that there is, you know, a single definite leader of this movement. And so it's not fair to say, well, it's not coming out of any of the leadership in the Black Lives Matter movement. There's people all over this nation. And so, and I don't see a clear leader on this movement. So it's coming out of this action, out of this movement, this negative rhetoric, very, very violent rhetoric, and it needs to stop. We're not going to make any progress. We're not going to make any headway with this issue if that's how we're going to talk to each other. It's like we're a bunch of children. We need to grow up. We need to be adults about it. We've got to figure out how we can make this better, because we can do that. We can make this better. Are we going to get everyone to not look at the color of someone's skin? And that's on both. So we're going to get every African person in this nation color of their skin? No, we're not. Or am I going to be able to get every single white person in this nation to not judge African-American? Absolutely not. Should we stop doing that? Should we stop judging people based on color of skin? Absolutely. Should we continue to speak out against lots of things from both ends of the aisle? Absolutely. Absolutely. Because it needs to stop. And it needs to stop now. But Planned Parenthood is an organization that is absolutely despicable. You know, the Center for Medical Progress put out 11 videos showing Planned Parenthood officials talking about the selling of baby body parts, talking about how they do partial birth abortions. This is ridiculous that we are even needing to have an argument. The government, the federal government, as at a national level, should have already defunded Planned Parenthood. We need to stop preaching this lie that Planned Parenthood is the premier provider of women's health, because they're not. They're not. You know, you have the ADF Legal Organization, the Alliance Defending Freedom Organization, that has come out and has showed that there is 20 comprehensive care clinics for every one Planned Parenthood. 20. And we have local community care clinics that could be taking care of women's health that are not able to because all of our funding is going towards Planned Parenthood. And it just doesn't make any sense. It makes no sense at all. No sense whatsoever. So we need to stop defending organizations. Not had discussion, and we need to talk about it. We need to get this out there. Plain and simple. Do I want someone to go in and commit violence at a Planned Parenthood? Absolutely not. That's not the way forward. That's not progress. That's not progress at all. But should all of us that are for pro-life, or should we just shut our mouths? But someone might commit these acts of violence? No. No, we shouldn't. Should the Black Lives Matter stop talking about their patients? Stop trying to police the community? They have to talk. Because there's going to be kooks out there all over this nation from both ends of the aisle that are going to commit acts of violence and talk about acts of violence. It's wrong. It's ridiculous. But gushings. Because reasonable people can make progress with discussions. Reasonable people don't need violence. They don't need a slap in the face. They don't need murder. They don't need things like that in order to make progress. We need to be exposing the truth. We need to be telling the truth. And we can make progress. We can do it. We absolutely can do it. All right, well, that's going to be the end of the show today. Only part of that was live on the air. Unfortunately, I only had a 15-minute window, and we went well over that. I wasn't sure how this conversation was going to go. It was the first time back on the air in a while. And so I wasn't really sure, like I said, how everything was going to take place. But clearly, I had a lot on my mind for it. I appreciate everyone listening in. I would certainly appreciate any conversations on this topic. Definitely visit me on Facebook. I am on Facebook, facebook.com/realamericanman. Again, that's facebook.com/realamericanman. And sure would love for you to get on there, like my page, let me know that you're listening in, and then go ahead and listen. Give me a comment, give me a post on there, let me know that you're listening in, that you're excited for us to be back on the air. Once again, thank you for listening. Really do appreciate it. This is Billy Crocker. You've been listening to Real American Man.